It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Hanging out with you until noon, and then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and KC. The handoff. Jesse Tapia are going to join us for the handoff today because we got some mad props.
Oh, yeah.
We got mad props featuring the NBA today.
Oh?
Actual NBA action. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a bit. We'll have more NFL Week 7, but I want to get back to the Kings as well. We'll talk preseason, but De'Aaron Fox had some interesting things to say in The Athletic today.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with Sam Amick about his extension and why he has not yet signed one. Now, we all know the financial implications, right?
Uh-huh.
Not signing a long-term extension without that All-NBA nod, because if he's All-NBA again, he can make millions and millions of more dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no incentive to sign it now outside of no longer being asked about it.
Yep.
On the other hand, we also have De'Aaron Fox saying this to Sam Amick, quote, "But I want to make sure we're in that position to be competing and competing at a high level for a long time, not just fighting for a playoff spot. Obviously, the way that the West is going, we have to continue to get better as players and as a team, as an organization. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm not staying or that I am staying, but I would love to be here and I want to be sure or want to make sure that we're competing at a high level." Nothing he said. And he says he reiterates that a couple of different times.
In a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go read it in The Athletic. We're not going to read the whole story to you, but that's the gist of what he's saying. Is not going to commit either way because I have to see how this is going to go. Teams change quickly. Things change quickly. I want to be with Sacramento. I want to be with the same team my whole career. That's what I would like to do. But we got, and I think that's the smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. A, you're not going to commit for financial reasons. But B, you're not going to commit either way right now because if, again, this is obviously not going to happen, but let's follow me. If Domas tomorrow says, you know what? I'm going to take up pottery with my life. I'm done with basketball. Goodbye. And DeMar DeRozan says, you know what? I've been doing this for a long time. I don't want to do this anymore. Goodbye. Let's just say after this season, not tomorrow, after this season. And Malik Monk says, I want to get traded. Trade me. That changes the calculus a lot for a player that wants to be competing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't think those things are going to happen. And De'Aaron says later in the piece that they're moving the right direction. They're doing all the right things, which is, I think, kind of the vibe I get.
Yeah.
I didn't take issue with anything he said.
I don't take any issue either. And he, you know, he references Jason Tatum and Bam Adebayo. Jason Tatum, of course, won a championship last year. Bam has been to two finals.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, like, look, they actually have, like, this path where they've got somewhere, and that's why they signed their extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I mean, this is year eight. And his first seven seasons in the NBA, he's made the playoffs one time.
Yeah.
And in order for him to reach the pinnacle of a player of his skill level and everything else, you need to win games. And You can't just say, well, it's not, you know, De'Aaron Fox has no fault in where the Kings have been the last 7 years. You can't say that. Either he's not to blame, but also he talks about how, you know, in the NBA, he's like, I'm not going to commit right now because things change so fast, you know, like 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, your entire coaching staff, your front office, everyone can get fired. And it's like, I don't think I'm committing to another 3 years in Sacramento, which would put him in Sacramento for another 5 years, because his extension would be a 3 year extension on top. Mm-hmm. And then the only way you're doing that is if you're laying out the next 5-6 years of your career and saying, yeah, this is where I want to be because I think we'll reach this benchmark and this benchmark in the future. As of right now, like him and Domas are around the same age. Mm-hmm. You got a young guy in Keegan. You've got another player around the same age in Malik Monk, right? You have this small group of players that should be able to move together and should be able to stay together and win a bunch. Mm-hmm. But you also just bought yourself a little bit of time with DeMar DeRozan. In the grand scheme of an NBA career, like DeMar DeRozan may not make it to the extension that we're talking about with De'Aaron Fox.
Sure.
Like the Kings could opt out of the final year of his deal. And so 2 years from now, when Fox is a true free agent, DeMar DeRozan could no longer, so you can't even almost consider him as part of what this is. So it's a tough spot to be in. You know, we've heard, like if you read the piece, you'll even hear like the real brutal honesty from Domantas Sabonis. Where he's asked about going out and getting DeMar DeRozan and how the Kings had actually asked him, like, hey, can you call DeMar?
Or help recruiting, yeah.
And then by the time he went to call him, he realized that DeMar DeRozan was already in Sacramento, was already at the arena, was already about to sign a deal. It was like, ah, shoot, I didn't do what I was, I didn't call him like I was supposed to. But then, like, there's always these moments with Domas. And I saw it this summer when we went to his camp. He said in this piece, he said, then the DeMar thing came up. I'm like, okay, another one in parentheses that won't happen because nothing was working. Here we go again.
Right. And that reflects what he said at his camp, right?
It reflects what he says at his camp where it was like, oh, yeah, we're getting DeMar. Like, we might get DeMar. We're chasing DeMar DeRozan. He's like, okay, it's just another guy we're chasing because it likely won't work out.
It turns out all the frustrations we and Kings fans had were the same as the players.
Well, at least Domantas Sabonis,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, like, at a certain point, stop bringing up names. You know, again, like the first right, thing we hear right. is, oh, they trade a player. They trade, you know, Jalen McDaniels to the Spurs. And the first thing you hear is, oh, Kings are still in on Brandon Ingram and DeMar DeRozan.
Levine.
Oh, Zach LaVine. Yeah, Zach LaVine. Sorry. And it's like, okay, like, why are we bringing this up now? Because unless it happens, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times have they been rumored with, you know, on draft day of almost got player X, you know, whether it was Kyle Kuzma or whether it was Ingram, whoever it was that they were almost about to get, they didn't get him. And as a player that plays for that team, there comes a point where you get a little jaded by it because it's like, okay, not only are we not getting the player that, you know, whoever it might have been, but at the same time, we just keep throwing all these other dudes that I've got to now work with under the bus who might get traded at any moment. And it becomes like this perpetual cycle of what exactly are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, how are we moving forward when every single time we swing and we miss and then we got to kind of pick up the pieces here with our teammates that didn't get traded this time?
Yeah.
So, you know, even like last year, like, there was a moment where Harrison Barnes in December literally said, I'll talk to the media after February 8th or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I'll hold my next media session. Because he's like, I don't know if I'm going to be
tired of getting asked about it.
I'm tired of not only getting asked about it, I'm tired of being in front of media when, you know, like, I don't feel comfortable that I'm going to be here. And how am I supposed to talk about the future of this team and how we're building and how we're doing this and this when I might not be a part of any of that.
Right.
So, really, really, really interesting dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think with with De'Aaron and Domas specifically, it's not about like this to me, the urgency here is a sign that this what the Kings are has shifted from, okay, they've gone from bottom feeder to, well, they skipped the step of like potential playoff contender to just like playoff team.
Uh-huh.
And then they fell back. They're firmly in that stratosphere of, okay, in the playoff mix. Being in the playoff mix is great, but there has to be moves to go to that next level. Domas with De'Aaron and Monk and Keegan, that's a nice little group. But if you're going to contend with the Boston Celtics of the world, there needs to be more. And I think DeMar is a great step. Like, that's a fantastic step toward that. And De'Aaron Fox says as much in this piece with Sam Amick.
Yep.
But now it's, how do you continue doing that? Because you can't just go to the playoffs this year and lose in the first round and be like, see, we did it. Extension time, De'Aaron? Like, that's not, I think, going to do it. I think there has to be, they have to continue doing this over the next couple of years and continue to grow as a franchise. And playoff trips are great, but I definitely think that there's that next level that they all want to get to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, De'Aaron Fox right now is 72 games away from tying Jason Thompson for the all-time leader in games played during the Sacramento era.
So, fingers crossed, he shatters that this season.
If he plays 73 games, he becomes the all-time leader in games played.
Crazy.
And it's one of those things where, you know, that might not mean a lot to somebody, but for someone who's kind of been through the ups and the downs, to be able to say, hey, I made it through it. But the biggest thing for him has always been about winning, and he knows the second that he wins, that they win, that he becomes an all-star, which is exactly what happened. And so you're always left with this, like, okay, how do I keep winning, or can I win here? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, after last season, it's a reality. Like, there's no guarantee this team makes playoffs this year.
Yeah.
We can talk about them as like a 50, 51, 52 win season, but there's no guarantee at all that that's what happens. This team could, you know, like what I've talked about with some of these other teams, whether it be the Clippers or whether it be the Warriors or the Lakers, it could take a step backwards. Like, the Kings could be one of those teams. They could win 43 games this year. They could win 42, sure. And like, things could get a little dicey. And then what happens?
Yeah.
Then who wants out? Who, you know? So I think the tenor of a franchise can change so quickly, and I get it. I get why Fox feels that way, and why, you know, Sabonis feels like we're always swinging and missing. Like, and at the end of it, you have to, we will judge these guys at the end of their careers, Monty McNair, Wes Wilcox, at their end of their tenure with the Sacramento Kings, with not the moves that almost happened, but the moves that did happen. You know, the move for Domantas Sabonis, absolutely brilliant. But then what are the other moves that you have to do to get over the top? Signing Malik Monk to a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yep.
Even trading for Kevin Huerter. Like, he had a bad season last year, but in year one, Kevin Huerter, that was
awesome.
That was a very, very good trade.
Yep.
That cost you, you know, a draft pick. But, you know, again, I think that there's a lot of ways in which we always think that the Kings are being so active, and it's because they're mentioned in every single story.
Yeah.
It's not because they've actually done all that much.
Yeah.
And so if I'm the players, I feel the same way. Like, at what point, you know, bring me a deal when it's done.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to call another player, but bring me that's Kyle Socks.
Yeah, it is. Come on. That's
Kyle Socks showed up.
Fired up. Shout out to Socktober.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And I think with Fox specifically, since he's the one we're talking about with his extension and why he hasn't signed it yet and stuff, I think if you're De'Aaron Fox, Matt Moore wrote about this in his Kings season preview. Matt Moore, not bullish on the Kings, by the way.
No.
If you want optimism, don't go read what he had to write on the Action Network. But he does say, like, De'Aaron Fox is an elite player. De'Aaron Fox should be a superstar. And I think if you're De'Aaron, I'm going, okay, we're building something here in Sacramento. This is my like, territory.
Yep.
This is my corner.
His kingdom.
Yes. For good pun. Because how old was De'Aaron Fox when the Kings were awesome? Six?
Oh, I don't even know if he's that
Well, he's 20.
He's 26. So
two or three?
Yes.
So, right. Yeah. So he doesn't, there's no, as long as De'Aaron, there's not been like a dude in Sacramento. Like we know all about Vlade and Peja and Bibby and all that. Like we're there. But there's not been a like that dude in Sacramento in his lifetime.
Yeah.
So I think he relishes that. But then as he's been here in Sacramento, he watches Jason Tatum from his draft class take this meteoric leap into winning a ring. He talked about Bam Adebayo in this piece. Anthony Edwards came in way after him, making this meteoric rise to be like the face of the league. Luka Doncic came in after him, has taken this huge leap. And he looks around and you see Devin Booker a year before him?
Devin Booker's before or him. Two. I think it's 2 years. Yeah.
But I think he looks around the league and he sees all these guys that it's like, why am I not there? Why am I not in that conversation? Mm-hmm. And it'd be a logical thought because he should be. When you go look at all the things, like I said, Matt Moore laid it out in the Action Network. All the numbers are like, this is one of the league's premier scorers.
Yep.
There are not that many dudes in the league better at putting the ball in the hoop than De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
If De'Aaron Fox played for the Knicks, De'Aaron Fox would be the face of basketball.
Look, man, last year, 18 of the 19 top scorers in the league, 19 go from 1 to 19. 18 of them made the All-Star team. The guy who, at the time of the All-Star break, I think was number 8 in the league in scoring is De'Aaron Fox, is the only one who didn't make the All-Star team. Like, you look at last year's scoring leaders, De'Aaron Fox scored more than so many of these guys that are considered, like, face of the league. And it can't just be about points per game.
No doubt.
But when you finish number 8 in the league at 26.6, 0.3 behind Jason Tatum.
But that's the kind of, like you said, it's not everything, but that's the kind of stuff that does matter to the casual fan.
Yeah.
Is going to go and look at points. And that's like, again, are we going to assess every player? Are we going to rank players based on points per game? No.
No.
But that's the kind of thing that gets eyeballs. That's the kind of thing the league is going to market. And if you're not going to be in New York or LA, you have to be in the playoffs year after year. You have to be contending.
Yes.
And so I get why Fox is looking at, he's going to have his own shoe. He's looking at all these other guys making these leaps into Ja Morant. Another one.
Yeah.
Has his own shoe, made this leap. And granted, he's had his own stuff. But he's going, that should be me. How do we get there?
Yeah. And again, it might be that Sacramento can't be the place that does that for you. And but at what point do you look at your career and go, maybe I'm never going to get that? You know, again, it's a tough place to be in. But I still think that he's bought in. I think this is where he wants to be. Like, he's established himself. His wife and kids are here. Like, they've established themselves in the community. They've got friends. They've got family here. You know, they've built their own community. And what they want is to win. And hey, like, look, again, how many times do we walk into a season and go, man, you don't have the length and athleticism to compete with some of these other teams. And you're like, okay.
And I think the other aspect of it, I want to get to that in a second, but with him being here and having a, you know, his family here and stuff, he sees the way former Kings get treated. He sees what you could be a legend in this town forever. If he stays here for, I'm going to say 20 years, but let's just fingers 18, crossed here, yeah, here in place for 20 years. He could be here for 20 years. He would be the dude forever in Sacramento.
Oh yeah.
And he knows that. And that's why I think he wants to be here. And that's there. I think if let's just call this a ladder, right? They're moving the right way up the ladder. And I think if they keep doing the kind of things they've been doing, you're going to see De'Aaron Fox sign an extension. He's going to be with the Kings.
Yep.
But if they start sliding down that ladder, now I think the conversation is different because there's all those pros of staying in Sacramento. But ultimately, like, you're talking about earning potential. You're talking about trying to sell shoes. You're trying to talk about getting endorsements. To do that in Sacramento, you have to be like competing for titles.
Yeah.
And that's what I think he's kind of getting at here.
To continue your ladder analogy, I think what Fox is feeling at this point is you got a 16-foot ladder, but your roof is 30 feet tall. And so he needs, not only does he need to be able to climb the ladder like he has, but But what he can't do is get to the top of the ladder here in Sacramento, and the top of the ladder isn't tall enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is a really apt metaphor.
Yeah, he needs something else to like raise the ladder up. He needs a bigger ladder. And as of right now, I think the Kings keep like they're almost there. They're mm-hmm. teasing that they brought the right ladder for the job.
Yeah.
But he's not sure because he can see the top of the ladder and be like, okay, like, look, I'm not jumping to grab the eaves to pull myself up the rest of the way. There's no way for me to do that. Like, at what point do you outgrow the franchise that you're a part of?
We're in talks with a lot of ladders.
Yeah.
Been in talks.
Yeah.
We're going to be in talks with Mitch in New Jersey on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. It's the Elk Grove Kia talk line. If you'd like to join the program, Mitch, what do you got?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Chilling, buddy.
Tough crowd, this chat room. Don, Mitch Don from New Jersey.
Yeah, what's up, Don?
Caption, Mitch. There was something else that was always funny.
You getting roasted?
Anyway.
Getting roasted in the chat?
I'm telling you, I get some good ones here. You know, take some shots. How do they know I was only 5 feet six? But anyway.
Oh, go ahead, Mitch.
Football, before I get to the Raiders.
Yeah.
This Fox, it sounded more like Shohei Ohtani. They offered him good money. They weren't trying. They, you know, the Miley system, well, that's like, you know, quite a few teams, but they had tried to keep him. You had Michael Trout there, and it still wasn't good enough for him. But we're going to sweep. We got this. The Dodgers going to be sweeping tonight, so that series is over.
Okay.
This guy's an incredible player. You say the Raiders should try to tank? They don't have to try. They're going to do it anyway. And there's so many good quarterbacks. We're going to get one of those four studs. I think they should draft two quarterbacks, one in the fourth round, third round, like Jackson Dart, and hoping the guy from Texas, Quinn Ewers,
yeah.
But what's this? One more thing I leave you.
Yeah.
Who's making these trades? You gave up so much for Adams. You know, what you get is a third round pick. You got the Jets over a bundle. You got him by, you know what? That's all they got for? Very bad poor management and some bad draft choice the last 5 years.
No doubt. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. Yeah, and that's why they fired their GM and got a new GM and a new head coach and hopefully move that franchise the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, hey, the first point that Mitch made is very, very, like, on point. Like, De'Aaron Fox isn't Shohei.
So you say, if De'Aaron Fox is Shohei, the Kings are cooking.
Yeah, but the fact that, you know, that you had a Shohei and a Mike Trout on the same team and they could not win at all, at a certain point, you got to go where you can win. And, like, it's the reality. Either you got to win where you are,
mm-hmm.
you got to figure that out, or you got to go somewhere else.
Well, and look, the Shohei and Mike Trout comparison is great because you have Shohei who went, hey, I'm out of here. And now he's hitting leadoff home runs in game four of the NLCS with a chance to go to the World Series in his first year out of Anaheim. And Mike Trout, granted, some of it's injury related, but even if Mike Trout was healthy, he is gone. He has faded into oblivion. Mike Trout has played, I think, in three postseason games. He's going to go down as one of the most talented players to ever wear spikes, and nobody's going to remember him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no legacy at all.
And that is not what Shohei wanted, and he got the heck out of there.
Yeah. And again, at a certain point in your career, I understand it. And I would never hold it against a player in that situation. Would I be bummed out if he's not here? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But would you understand it? Yes, you would understand it.
Yeah, I guess so. My socks arrived.
Your socks arrived.
Yeah, Socktober is here. We are accepting donations of new, unused, in-the-package socks. So wherever you get your socks, go pick some up and bring them to 3010 Lava Ridge Court, Suite 220 here in Roseville. That's 3010 Lava Ridge Court, Suite 220 in Roseville. We're right up the stairs. We're at the end of the hall. You can't miss us. There's a big blue barrel. You ring the doorbell. You drop your socks in the barrel. And the gathering in is going to distribute those to the unhoused to make sure that they have socks on their feet for the inclement weather. It was chilly this morning, dude.
It was dark when I woke up.
Yeah, like, a little cold. So we're donating socks. I ordered some on Amazon. If you would like to order some and ship them here, if you can't make the trip up, Hit me up on Twitter at Kyle A. Madsen. That's my Instagram handle as well. Just shoot me a message and we can coordinate, the addresses and stuff to make sure that you're getting your socks here, and we will make sure they get donated. Thank you everybody who has done that so far, and to everybody who will do that. All right. We got mad props coming up. Jesse Tapia from D'Lo and KC is going to be in. We'll have some more King stuff. And I got to get on the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Mm. They have to be better. We'll tell you why. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, and we're the Insiders. Sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320 and Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
James Hamm, Kyle Madsen, and Jesse Tapia here for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. Jesse is in here every
Friday.
Friday
and Monday for about...
I didn't have you in program one. Last week I had you in program one. This week I didn't. Nobody knows what that means. Go on.
You can catch me Fridays, the whole segment for... this last half hour, then Mondays for like 5 minutes when we do the recap of Mad Props.
Yeah, so we're going to do this a little differently this week, though.
What do we got?
Because the NBA starts on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have Knicks and your defending champion NBA, your defending NBA champion Celtics.
Defending champs, don't forget that, ever.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves against the defending play-in tournament champs, Los Angeles Lakers. And in-season tournament champs.
Of the world.
The Lakers won two tournaments last year. That's big time for them. Didn't want a playoff series.
It's the only reason Eric Ten Hag still has his job, because he won two in-season tournaments.
Some inside soccer for you guys.
There we go.
That was weird. Didn't like that one bit. All right, mad props this week. 49ers game, and then the two basketball games on Tuesday.
Okay.
So we won't recap these till Wednesday.
I'm taking the Celtics on all of these then. Just getting that
There's
out
three
there.
Celtics ones.
Just give them lunch playing.
Okay. All right, let's get to Mad Props.
It's time for Mad Props. Two games, two props. Which number will be higher? That's for Kyle and James to decide. Here's Mad Props.
What's up, James?
I didn't know the TV was on today.
Yeah, it's been on the entire show.
Amazing.
I've been locked into Pat McAfee like nobody's business.
I do now remember Pat McAfee. I was thinking, why
short
is that
shorts,
guy,
no sleeves?
Yeah, why is that guy wearing a tank top on nationally television?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure.
Shout out to wearing tank tops on national television. Shout out to wearing hoodies on radio shows, too.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
Love hoodies. Okay, James, first one. So it's 49ers game. I pick a random number or pick a random stat. And then the Tuesday NBA games, the two games in the NBA on Tuesday. First one, James. Brock Purdy passing yards against the Kansas City Chiefs or total points in Lakers Timberwolves?
Ooh, I'm going to go Brock Purdy. I think Lakers Timberwolves probably going to be around 247. And I think Brock Purdy will have to go a little bit more than that in the 260s to win.
Jesse?
This is a tough one because James has the number right, I think, for Lakers Timberwolves. But I feel like Brock's maybe around 235 or 225. I'm going to go Lakers Timberwolves. I'm going to go out on a limb there.
Okay. I think I'm going to go Brock because this feels like one of those games that the Niners are going to throw it a silly amount of times.
Mm.
Why is that?
Because it I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be kind of a defensive battle. And I think Kyle Shanahan is, I think the Chiefs are going to play the run. And whenever teams do that, Kyle Shanahan's like, we're throwing it. You're putting an extra defensive lineman on the field. You're putting an extra linebacker on the field. We're throwing.
Mm.
That's how I think that's going to go. Whether it's an efficient 250-ish, 250-plus, I don't know. But I think it's going to, either way, I think it's going to be close. Jesse, we'll start with you on this one. I think I know which way you're going to go. Patrick Mahomes passing attempts or Jason Tatum points?
I'm going to go Tatum points because Kareem Hunt had like 27 carries last game, I think.
Yeah, they run the ball.
I'm going to go Tatum points on that.
Okay, James?
Okay, so give this to me again.
Patrick Mahomes passing attempts.
Okay.
Or Jason Tatum points.
Oof. I'm going to go Mahomes.
Okay. I'm going Tatum points because I think we're going to get a huge Jason Tatum game where he comes out with like something to prove.
That would be nice.
He's been... We were talking about starting five the other day, and it's so funny because starting five starts at the beginning of last season,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about Jason Tatum, and he's done all this stuff, but to be a legend, to be a Celtics legend, he's got to get that ring. He doesn't have that ring yet. He's come so close, but he hasn't gotten it yet. He hasn't proven that he can get it. That was the story, right, that they told in the series. And then he goes and gets the ring, and his entire summer is, well, Jaylen Brown was the finals MVP, and then he was on the Olympic team but didn't really play. And Jason Tatum won the ring, got the thing he needed to do, and everyone's still like, meh. Like, is he one of those guys, though?
I think
Jason Tatum's going to have a huge game.
Even the starting five, you kind of feel like everyone's like, oh, everyone looks so great, but eh.
Tatum's boring, bro.
I agree with that. Yeah, he's not a charismatic dude. Yeah, he doesn't have, like, a big personality.
When he opens the show, and the first thing they do is they show him with Deuce. And he's like, this is my 5-year-old, soon-to-be 6-year-old son, Deuce. And I'm like, more of that content. Oh, more Deuce content.
Yeah. And he just hangs out with his kid and goes to work.
Yes. Yes. Jason Tatum is like Keegan Murray in that way, I think.
It's just
basketball and his family.
Yeah, but
that's what he's got.
In all honesty, there's more to Keegan. He just doesn't want to let people in.
Yeah.
Like, there's the sly grin that he has. It's just about like being comfortable and what he wants to put out there.
Yeah. He's also a twin. Twins are weird. James, Jordan Mason rushing attempts or LeBron James field goal attempts? I'm assuming Jordan Mason's playing. John Lynch said on a Bay Area radio station today that he feels good about the fact that Jordan Mason has practiced Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, man. I think even though he's practiced, I'm going away from Jordan Mason.
Okay. So. You're going LeBron James field goal attempts?
I'm going LeBron James. I think he'll have like 18. I think Mason will have like 14.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah, I'll go LeBron too. I think it went Mason carries like 2 weeks ago and he burned me on that, so never again.
Yeah,
LeBron will get his shots up.
I think the Chiefs are gonna sell out to stop Jordan Mason.
Okay.
And I think because of that, that's why I went with the Brock Purdy passing yards earlier.
Yeah.
So I've got to stick with that trend and I'm gonna go with LeBron James field goal attempts.
What if I told you that 6 weeks ago that you would say that statement? The Chiefs are gonna sell out to stop Jordan Mason. That's insane.
Oh.
It's pretty wild.
I just think Dalton Kanek is going to steal all of LeBron James's field goals.
Shout out Dalton Kanek.
Lit it up last night. Watch out.
We call him the Michael Jordan of Austin Reeves.
We're not reacting to NBA preseason with the Kings, right?
Never.
But when Dalton Kanek lights it up, we get, was it a mistake that they didn't draft Dalton Kanek? Like, all right. All right, guys.
Preseason either means everything or it means nothing.
Especially game 5 of preseason. Yeah.
There's no gray area.
To me, it means nothing.
49ers Chiefs total points or Celtics Knicks first quarter total?
Who's up? Jesse?
Jesse. Sorry, Jesse. I'm throwing the Celtics ones to you first.
Yeah, okay. So it's 49ers Chiefs total or first quarter for the Celtics Knicks?
Yeah.
This is a stellar question, right?
Yeah, this is a really good
one. This is tough. I'm gonna go Chiefs Niners.
Okay.
I don't think it's gonna be the total low scoring game.
I'm gonna go Celtics. Knicks. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, man. The Chiefs coming off their bye week, maybe they figure a couple things out offensively.
Look, you want to change my answer.
The Super Bowl was 47 and that went to overtime.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone in this Chiefs Niners game is hitting 30.
Oh no, I would be shocked if either team got to 30 points.
All right, I'm going to change my answer to the Celtics Knicks first quarter.
Ooh.
Man, but the Knicks are trying to integrate Cat.
Two best defensive teams in the league.
One of the teams will hit 30 in that game. Just, you need New York or Boston to come in with like 25 or something like that, 20.
Yeah, the ceiling with the Celtics Knicks is so much higher.
Yeah.
Okay. Brandon Ayuk targets Jesse or Jaylen Brown 3-point attempts?
Brandon Ayuk targets. I'd say Jaylen takes like 6 threes, maybe 7, but I'd say get Ayuk 8-9 targets this game.
James?
I'm going the same. I think Ayuk is going to have a breakout game. I think he'll be back to where he was 2 weeks ago.
The Niners definitely need it. The Chiefs' pass defense is really, really good. Sake of the bit. I'll go Jaylen Brown 3-point attempts. Jaylen Brown's going to come out trying to prove something.
I hope so.
Yeah, the Jays are going to come out, and I think Jason Tatum's going to have like 40, and Jaylen Brown is going to put up a bunch of shots. Oh, yeah.
Kyle Madsen said it first.
Yeah, you heard it here.
This was a solid week of Matt props, too, by the
Thanks,
way.
Thanks, man. We got one more.
Oh, we got one more? I'm excited, though.
Fred Warner tackles, James. Fred Warner tackles against the Chiefs, or Anthony Davis rebounds against the Timberwolves.
Oh, god damn. That's a good one. I am gonna go Fred Warner tackles. I shouldn't. No, I'm going Anthony Davis.
I'm gonna go Fred Warner tackles.
Ooh.
I'm gonna say Rudy Gobert and Naz Reid are gonna beat up Anthony Davis, get those rebounds, stuff like that. AD will have like 8-9 or whatever, but let's say.
Yeah, I think Fred's gonna be all over the place. We might if the Niners are gonna have any chance to win this game, they need a huge Fred Warner game. So I'm going Fred. I think Fred's gonna step up. I think it's going to be close, though. We might get it. We might go bang on the number there. All right. That's Matt. Ooh, we've never gotten to the point where the beat drops.
Is this the end of the Matt props? Or?
Yeah, there's like 3 minutes left in the bed.
Oh, gotcha.
All right.
All right, that's it. So we'll tap back in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday. We'll update Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recap Wednesday. Then Mad Props again Thursday because we'll have the Kings game Thursday night with the 49er game.
Oh, okay.
Or do the Kings play against Saturday?
Yeah, they play
Saturday.
Maybe
we'll do that. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, because we do have a special guest on Thursday.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow, can't wait to see who it is.
We have a special guest.
We can just say who it is. It's not.
The Jerry Reynolds is going to come in and talk 40 years of Sacramento Kings basketball.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, we're talking Kings basketball going into their 40th season. Why not bring in a franchise legend?
Yeah, we're going to bring in a guy that like literally came here with the team.
Is like Jerry like the guy? Like he's the Kings guy?
Yeah, I mean, him and Gary Gerald both. Mm-hmm. I think that Jerry wore so many hats. You know, he was a coach, he was a GM, the coach again, player personnel director forever, then television. I don't know. When I think Kings, I think both of those guys.
Somebody said we should let Jerry cuss. We're not going to do that.
Just give him a little cuss and hit the dump.
Maybe during the breaks.
Oh, during the breaks, for sure.
Yeah.
You'll have to sweat. Okay, Jerry, when you're in program one, don't say any bad words.
Maybe we get Jerry Reynolds' favorite cuss word during the break.
Ooh, that'd be kind of fire. I'd love that. Who won the preseason for the Kings? you're leaving the preseason.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know. DeMontis Sabonis played well, I thought.
James?
Yeah, I think like what we saw from Sabonis in the last couple of games, the mid-range jumpers,
mm-hmm.
the decision-making, all that stuff, I think Sabonis was like the star of preseason. But then after that, it gets a little bleak. Like, I don't know that we can point to one other person that you can really say what one.
It felt like going into the preseason games, it felt like Isaac Jones was in line to win that award, right?
Yeah.
At the big camp, and where you said you were talking to somebody in the building who was like, yeah, the young guys are going to play. Wouldn't tell you who, but we had heard about Isaac Jones, and we're seeing him in practice. He's doing all this stuff. He seems to fit kind of the archetype, the player the Kings need.
Uh-huh.
And then he gets into the preseason and had a couple of moments. You see him kind of doing some of the right things, but didn't do enough to be...
He just didn't set himself apart.
Yeah, for me to go, yeah, that guy won. I'm with you guys. It has to be Domas.
It has to be Domas.
Mostly because nobody else did anything.
Yeah, and I don't think he lost like anything in preseason as far as Isaac Jones. Yeah, I just think that like he looked like an undrafted guy on a two-way contract that is trying to figure out how to play in the NBA in his first camp. Trying to figure out how to fit in and where his game, you know, sort of his style fits. And, you know, I think as we got deeper into it, you saw him go closer and closer to the basket, which is clearly where he's more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to figure out that, like, again, to be productive with the Kings, he needs to get in the corner, like, every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll learn.
Yeah, that's expected.
Yeah, whatever, I wasn't disappointed.
Whatever Isaac Jones is supposed to be, we'll probably find out in 2 years.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to get acclimated to the speed of the game first, and then you got to figure out exactly where your role is. Yeah,
yeah,
it's really hard to be good right away. You know.
Yeah.
No, I think so too. I think that's
the
why
NBA is hard. You're welcome.
You heard it here first.
Yep. Even watching like Doug McDermott walk on the court, it was like, oh, wow, like that. That's how you go and make an impact on a team like right away. The way that Jordan McLaughlin walked into the court on Sunday and then again on Tuesday.
Veterans who have been around the league.
You're like, hey, look at that. Like, I see how you fit. So those guys for me are things that stood out. But then when it comes to the young players, I'm not going to cook them. No.
There's honestly, with the undrafted and like the second round picks, there's nothing to really expect. They have to develop.
Yeah, and that's what I think there was this excitement about Isaac Jones specifically. Because you heard, oh man, he's in the crash zone. Oh, and he hit a couple of threes, and you're hearing all this stuff, which is really exciting.
Uh-huh.
And that's the maximized version of him is a rotational player, right? The 6'8" Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
Is what we're talking about. This, it just comes in and has this impact in this way where he's not going to be a star, but he definitely has a role. And I think that excitement built for what the next year and a half, 2 years might look like.
Mm-hmm.
Not what game one of the preseason.
Isaac Jones is not getting rotational minutes this year.
No, not off the bat anyway. I don't think so.
There could come a point where he does play.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I kind of, if you're projecting him, you want him to develop into Naz Reid. And that's kind of like what your idea is for him. And I don't know that that's who he's going to be. I think he'll be a variation on that. But still, I like what I've seen, and nothing about what happened in preseason has changed my mind on him as like a potential prospect. Yeah. I think that he's a guy that easily could have been a second round pick and easily could, you know, be a player who makes it into the NBA at some point in his career. And there are players that the Kings have brought in even in the last couple of years that I did not feel that way at all. Like, what are we doing here? This guy is not an NBA player. He's not going to be an NBA player. Mm-hmm. And why is he here and other people aren't?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So removing those guys from the conversation, Isaiah Crawford, Isaac Jones, etc. Yeah. Did anyone lose the preseason to you?
Honestly, no. I don't think so. I mean, like
us because we had to watch it.
Sure. Yeah. If you sat through every game, sure. Yeah, you're one of them. But like Kevin Herter and Trey Lyles, like you probably would have wanted to see something from them. They're hurt, so they're out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to hold the preseason against Malik Monk. Your two All-NBA guys, DeMar DeRozan or even Keegan Murray at this point. They are good till game one for me. So as far as that, like the second round picks, undrafted guys, yeah, I'm not holding anything against them. So no, I don't think anyone lost it.
Okay.
I think that there was, two guys. I think Jalen McDaniels clearly lost the preseason.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, true.
And like, yeah, go ahead and leave. Because he didn't stand out as someone who could play. And at least not for this team. And then the other guys, I think that there was an opportunity for Mason Jones.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like he's still going to be a G League player. He's still going to be in Stockton. He's still going to bounce back and forth, and he's still a two-way player. But at the same time, you were kind of like, okay, man, this might...
He's the exact player he was last year.
Well, yeah, but you open camp, there's no Jordan McLaughlin. There's no Kevin Herter. There's no Trey Lyles. There's no Devin Carter. you have opportunity. Yeah. Will you take advantage of your opportunity? And the answer is, I don't feel any differently about him today than I did after watching him in Summer League.
That's it.
There's not like some rush to get him on the roster.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think I'm there with you. There was hope for, man, last year, really good year in the G League. Good energy guy. Can he just find a role and contribute? And I just don't think he did. And that's a bummer.
Yeah. Throw on your boy Colby Jones in the chatty house. How do you feel about him?
Okay, that's the other one.
Yeah, Colby Jones is not the leap I was at, because my excitement with Colby Jones in his rookie year was, hey, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The speed isn't there yet. He's got things to work on for sure, but like, he knows where to be on the basketball court. He knows how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And having that feel is like 70% of it. But on the other hand, that also came with the idea that, okay, he's got a really good floor. Now he's got a good foundation to build off of, and I just don't think he's building quickly enough. The player I thought he would be at this point is just not where he is. I haven't seen that much growth from him since year one.
Do you think the expectations might have been unrealistic on him? You can throw Mason Jones, I guess. Because like, we see it, like, their second round
probably
guys.
Probably from me,
G-League,
yes.
Guys. So it's like, how, like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
watching guys like that develop is always tricky, I feel like. Because it's like, what can you really expect?
Okay, so I feel like that there, we saw very quickly that he does have like a feel for the game.
Yeah.
But then what you have to do is you have to back up the feel for the game by developing the other skills. And what we can't keep thinking is you're a jack of all trades and master of none.
Mm-hmm.
But your level of what that is too low.
Yeah.
Like, in order to be that at the NBA level, man, you have to be really, really, really good at so many things.
What's his elite thing that he does?
He does not have one elite skill. The only thing and if it is, it's his feel for the game. And you can see where he's kind of a guy that the ball bounces to all the time because he's always in the right spot. Mm-hmm. But there has to be something else.
Yeah.
And that's where, again, the guys who don't have a natural, like the 3-and-D guys, like Keon Ellis, I need you to hit threes and I need you to play defense. That's it. Don't do anything else.
Yeah.
It's easier for that guy to fit in than a guy who is like, I'm here to do all the dirty work all the time. It's like, okay, but you don't stand out doing just the dirty work. At some point, you do have to have at least one or two elite skills.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. Okay. We have like a minute and a half. And I want to get to this Drake May thing really quick. Drake May got asked today why English fans, because the Patriots are playing against the Jaguars in England, why English fans should support the Patriots. And he said, well, it's right there in the name, New England. Take a history class, bro.
This is your starting quarterback?
Do you understand what happened with New England? You know why it's New England and not England?
Maybe Drake should have said, "Nah, we still got beef with you guys."
Yes,
and they're like the Patriots, man.
Yeah. Their original logo was a militia man.
Yes, a U.S. patriot,
right,
against England,
a traitor to England,
a traitor to the crown,
right?
Yes.
They fought a war.
Maybe Drake May should have said, yeah, we just don't rock with you guys. Still.
Yes, that's 1,000%.
Honestly, it sucks to be here.
Or it could have been like, hey, what he should have done is be like, hey, I know we had beef back in, I know that 1776 stuff was tough. The Declaration of Independence, not your fave. But, your beef is with France. Yeah, France is where your beef lies. And we're good now. We have mended those fences. We have built those bridges. Just walk across that bridge and become a Patriots
fan. I'm low-key reignite the beef. I'm low-key going to throw into the lake tonight or something.
It's a little different because my mother-in-law, who I love dearly, is English, and I've been to England now, and I liked it very much. But still, like English sporting events, I still got... There's residuals from 1776.
Bro. I root against England. Very tough. I do. And there's no rationale other than,
they're just a redcoats, bro.
Still bitter about the stamp, the Stamp Act.
Like, damn Tories. Like,
come on, man.
Drake, man, act like you've been there before.
Make a play, yeah. Drake.
You will not.
Tough year for Drakes. Down on Drakes. Down on Drakes.
Yeah, Paul Revere is out on Drake, man.
You will not tax my tea.
Paul Revere, fraud, by the way.
Really?
Paul Revere got caught right away. He got caught right away.
They never told us that in school. Yeah.
Also, the Sabrina Ionescu shot, and we got to go, but people said, oh, it's the biggest shot in Liberty history. No, that happened at Lexington and Concord. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Brush up on your history, nerds.
Idiots.
Idiots.
Yeah. We're done for the week. Well, we're not. You're coming up at 3 o'clock on D'Lo and Casey.
Yeah.
I will not be on D'Lo and Casey. Jesse will. So stick around and listen to two of the three people here on D'Lo and Casey coming up. They're going to take you into the weekend. They're going to take you up to ALCS Game 4 between the Yankees and Guardians. That's tonight, 4:30 p.m. Coverage begins right here on ESPN 1320. For James Hamm, I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube, and we're back with you Monday at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water and be nice, people. Boop!
Bye, friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.